Oh, the klal is the chola oila liyibum oila lechalitza. Whoever has a zikas yibum could do the mitzvah yibum, has the mitzvah to do chalitza if they want to. But the klal is v'chol she'ein oila liyibum, whoever doesn't have the mitzvah zikas liyibum, ein oila lechalitza, has no mitzvah yibum, chalitza. So if you want to tell me now by a muberis, a pregnant lady, a pregnant yivama, there's no mitzvah yibum, you can't make beer with her right now, so then there can't be chalitza either. So therefore Rava doesn't like what Abaye says. Elo Amar Rava, Rava says like this. Achikom, this is what I meant to say. As Rava holds Avad according to Rav Yechanan, Bias Muberis Shema Bia. Avad it is good. So what's Pshat the Brice before the Smashma? Have you made beer with the Muberis? The Tzaros is also. So the question was, why is the Tzaros also? Rava says like this. Elo Amar Rava. Achikom. This is what the Brice meant to say. It meant to say like this. That Hakoines Yevimtoi. If somebody made beer with his Yevama. Hakoinesh Yevimtoi. The Nim says Muberis. Then we find out that she's pregnant from the first husband. Is Harezu Lotinos Vitzarosa. You should know right now that Soro is not allowed to get married. There's a Sophic, maybe it's still a Zika around. Why? What are we afraid about? The problem is like this. Shema Yevlad Ben Kiyomo. We're only afraid that maybe the kid will live. That's what we're afraid of. As if the kid dies, there's no problem. Because Bias Muberis Avadi, Shema Bia, said she's Mutter Zika went off. But the problem is, maybe the kid won't die. Shema Yehi Vlad Ben Kayoma. Ubias Muberis Loi Shema Bia. In such a case, since the kid's alive, the Bia means nothing. Adarab, it's an Aveira. Because since they have a kid, so there's no mitzvah Yivim at all, you have no right to be Miyabim. It's an Aveira. The Chalitzas Muberis Loi Shema Chalitz in such a case. Now, what was the problem before we said, like a Monashach? On its side, the kid's going to live. So there's no zikas yibim at all. There's no mitzvah here. So for sure the tzara could get married. Rova's mechadish, no. We have vlad ein a poiter at sheyotzal yavar oilom. That's the cloud. That on its side, they have a kid. True. The yibim you did right now, the chlitz you did now, does not help. But I call upon them, what patters them, what frees them, when the kid is born. It's only after the kid is born, now there's no more zikas yibim. But cause the man she's pregnant, it's like this. You can't make Yibam now, because maybe she's going to have a kid. And when she does have the kid, that's when the Zika goes off. So Melo, the Tzara now cannot get married either. Because on the side the kid's going to live, when did the Zika go off? When the kid is born. Only when the kid is born. When she's pregnant, then the Zika doesn't go off yet. So the Bia for sure he had doesn't part of the Tzara for sure. But if the kid dies, true, then it was good. If the kid dies, then Bias Muberes is Shema Bia. But on the side the kid lives though, the klal is the kid only patters the Mrs. Yibum after the kid is born. So therefore the tzara cannot get married until the kid is born. Well, Tanika was the rabbi, bring your proof like rabbi learns. Sounds like this, Hakoines Yevimtoi, somebody made bia with his Yivama. The Nimses Muberis, then we found out that she was pregnant for the first one. Harezulu Tinasit Sarasa. You should know that tzara is not allowed to get married. Why not? There it says, Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayoma. Maybe this kid will live. V'yein Bia V'chalitza Poiteris. And in such a case, since they do have a child, Havada the Bia means nothing. And the Chalitza means nothing. That don't free her. Elo Vlad Poiter. What's going to free them now? What's going to let them get married? L'shuk? Only when they have the kid. V'yehav Vlad Einoi Poitra Achayot Zalav Re'elam. When does the child patter? When does he free them to get married? There's no mazika. Only after the kid is born. So here, before the kid is born, that's the law of this brisa, that the tzara is not allowed to get married. Now, taima, tishem yehi vlad ben kayama. What are you afraid about? Because maybe the kid will live. Who? Ho lo yehi vlad ben kayama? Mifta tzarasa. But smash l'chur, if the kid will not live, then there's no problem. Then the tzara could get married. So the chura leima tiyavut to the Rish Lakish. This should be a kasha and Rish Lakish. Like here you're telling me if the kid dies, then we say the bia that the yavam did helped, and that's why she would have been allowed to get married. Irish Lakish says bia smuberes loishim or bia and chalitza loishim or chalitza. Amalek Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says no. Hochi katoni. This is what the brisa means. Rish Lakish runs a little bit different. Rish Lakish says it means like this. Ha kreines yavimtoi. If someone was miyavim is yavama. The Nim says Muberis, and it came out that she was Muberis. Is Harezu Lotinos Yitzurosa. The Tzara is not allowed to get married. Why? Shema lo yehei avlad ben kayama. That's what Rosh Lakish learns. We're afraid maybe the kid will not live. If the kid does not live, the klal is v'chalitzas Muberis lo shema chalitza. Ubias muberes loishim abia. That's where Rish Lakish learns. No, not only are we afraid the kid will live, even on the side the kid dies, also nothing doing. Because even if the kid dies, the chalitz you made when she was pregnant means nothing. The bi you made when she was pregnant means nothing. Therefore, they can't get married until they have another chalitz or another yibum. The yim toima, maybe you'll ask me, holachach roiv noshim, roiv noshim vlad mal yodon. The go boss the roiv, most women when they're pregnant, most women give birth. How most women, the kids live? It could be either a zocher or a nekeva, doesn't make a difference. Any child you have passes you from yibum. So here also, Balchiz Muberis, we should say, go boss the roiv right now, that roiv will say the kid will for sure live, and therefore a kopon of the tzoro should be mutter to get married right now. The klal is, Vladeina poitarachi yotzlav roilom. That's what the Brisa means to say. The Rish Lakish also agrees to this. That, you tell me Roiv give birth and Roiv have kids that live? True. But the Tzara still cannot get married yet, because even on the Tzad, the kid will live. When does the kid pata the Tzara that there's no more Zika? Only when he's born. But before he's born, there's no Ptur yet, the Zika doesn't go off yet. That's the law, because the Ben only patas after he's born. Right. Omer Rabbi Loza. Ef sha'isa lahod Rish Lakish, is it possible that we learned Rish Lakish's halacha and we didn't learn anywhere in the Mishnah? In other words, how come it didn't say anywhere this Chiddush that a bia or a chalitza to Maberis means nothing? So the Mora says, Nechanami Nofik, he went out, Dok Vyashkik, he went to check out and he found, Hitaka found a Mishnah that's mashmal like Rish Lakish, that a bia or a chalitza to Maberis means nothing. The Tanan is a Mishnah later, the end of the Mesechta, Kuf Yutes. There was a man, he had two wives, and he went away with one wife, and one wife stood home. That's so Isha, you have a wife home, Shaholach Baila Vitzarosa. Her husband and the second wife went Lamdinas Hayom over the ocean. Ubo Vyomulon, Adam came back to the original wife that stayed home, and said, Meis Balcha, you should know your husband died. That was the news they told her. And she at home here didn't have any children. So the question is, there are mitzvahs yibum or not? So lachar is, harezu loitinosed loitis yabim. This lady now is not allowed to get married to somebody else, because maybe there is a mitzvah yibum, but she can't have yibum either, we'll soon see, because the suffix, maybe the tzar is pregnant. Achetet, until you know, because shema muberes hitzarosa. Maybe the tzar is pregnant. And on the side that Sarah, the second wife, is pregnant. So again, the husband then, you have to wait to see, maybe she'll have a child, and then there won't be any mitzvah yibum. So the wife at home can't get married yet. Because we have a suffix, is there a mitzvah yibum or not? On the side that Sarah's going to be pregnant and have a kid, there'll be no mitzvah yibum, she can get married to somebody else. On the side that Sarah's not pregnant, then there's a mitzvah yibum, she can't get married to somebody else. She has to let one of the brothers make chalitza, make yibum. That's the clause. She can't do anything until she finds out what's doing with the sorrow. So now, Bishlemi Yevumi Loi, Bisham, you understand why nobody can make Yibum right now in the one home. Koshemi Yehevlad Ben Kiyama. We have to be afraid maybe that sorrow on the other side of the ocean is pregnant and will have a kid, the Ben Kiyama. And it comes out then that there's no Mrs. Yibum, because your brother had a child. The Yifka Biyistaresha Sakhti Raisa. You can't make Yibum live with your brother's wife, because you'll be doing an Aveira, Chiyav Koros. There's no mitzvah, so you're doing an erva, a veshasach, it's a nisad iraisa. Therefore, it's good why you can't make yibum. Elo, loitech, loitzamai, why can't you make chalitza namamonashach? That should be a good eitzah. Let the wife at home, let one of the brothers give a chalitza, and mamonashach, then she's mutter to get married to somebody else. Mamonashach. If the tzara is not pregnant, has no children, so she got chalitza now. On the tzad, they have a child, so there's no mitzvah chalitza altogether. So mamonashach, after she gets chalitza, she should be able to get married to somebody else. Eloi techlo tzamai, why can't she have chalitza? Bishleima techloitz v'toich tes, to get to have chalitza in the middle of these first 9 months. V'tinose v'toich tes, let her get married to somebody else in the middle of the first 9 months. Loi. That you can't do. Because I know suffix. Then we have a good suffix. Like Rish Lakish, this will be good. Because chalitza's muberis, loi shema chalitza. So you have to be afraid, maybe the tzara is pregnant, and the chalitza you give right now is no good. You have to wait till the ben is born. When will the ben be born? After the 9 months. So right now you can't do anything. But the question is, elatach loitz patech tisha. Lechura, give a chalitza right now. V'tinos eliyach tisha. and let her get married after 9 months. So Chorua like Monashek is good. She has chalitza now. I, what are you afraid? Maybe the kid will be born like the kid only part is after the kid is born. So after 9 months, the kid is born, that's when she get married. For the Molotayim, according to what you're asking, Tach Loitz, for Tinosa Liachates, Lukhur, why can't she make chalitza right now and get married Liachat Liachates? The voice of all of this, Bishleima, the Tach Loitz, Betoichtes, for Tinosa Betoichtes, that she should have a chalitza right now and be able to get married to somebody else right now, Loi. That we understand she can't do. Because I know Suffolk, it's a Suffolk if the kid's going to live or not. On its side, the kid will live. She only gets freed after the kid is born. So for sure she has to wait the 9 months. Ella, but the question is like this. Let one of the brothers make chalitza with her right now, in the middle of the first 9 months. And then let the wife at home get married after 9 months from now. So we want to show. If the tzara has a kid, say after 9 months she had the kid already, the kid would also part to her. For the amount of time, according to what you're saying, look, anyway, it's shver. Why can't you make chalitza and get married after 9 months? Ela bar mino, you can't bring in a proof from over here. Tehi di abaya bar abba. Rabbi Chanina bar abaya. The Amr Tavai, they both say, you know what Shan Dabrai, that Mishnah is, that Shema Yehei Vlad ben Kayama. Over there, we're afraid that maybe the kid will live over there. Venimtsa ata matzricha kruz lakuna. Then what are you afraid of? You're going to give a chalitza right now, you know what we're afraid of. The raya was supposed to be there. The raya wasn't the raya to Rish Lakish. How come you can't give a chalitza in the middle of the 9 months and then wait and get married after the 9 months? Like a month, this was the kasha. A monashracha should be good. The chalitza you gave in the middle of the 9 months is a good chalitza. If you hold like a Yechanan. That chalitza mubera shema chalitza. The only thing you have to be afraid of that maybe she's going to give birth, and if she gives birth and has a healthy kid, then the kid only pops when he's born. So good, wait for the 9 months and then she should get married. So good, that was the riot to Rish Lakish, that a chalitza, muberes loishem a chalitza, that there's no way to give chalitza, because to give chalitza in the middle of the 9 months doesn't help. But on this, the Gemara has the question, that's no proof, because the question is, not even like Rish Lakish, that you can't give chalitza when she's pregnant. But still it's akasha, give chalitza after 9 months. Like after 9 months, then the Mishnah there says that there's no etza. You can't get married, you can't have chalitza until you find out what's doing with the tzara. But right now you can't do anything. So it's a question, even according to Rosh Lakish, it's a kasha. Wait the 9 months. So after 9 months, for sure she's not pregnant anymore. And now get chalitza. So manashach. If she didn't have a kid, she wasn't pregnant. So lamaisa the chalitza helps. El am I afraid maybe they had a kid. The kid part of you. So anyway, the Mishnah is shver. Why does the Mishnah say she can't get married? No matter what, why not? Let her wait 9 months, and then let her have chalitza. So I want to show the chalitza would help. Like anyway, that Mishnah over there is shver. It's not a riot to Rish Lakish. So Gemara says, you know what the pshat that Mishnah is? It's a new pshat. It's a gzeira. Because Shema Yev Lab Ben Kiyama, we're afraid maybe she'll have a kid that lives. V'nimtsa ata matzricha kruz lakuna. If the kid lives, what's going to come out is that you gave the chalitza. Now really, the chalitza meant nothing. Because since the tzara had a kid, so there's no mitzvah yibum, the chalitza means nothing. What's the difference? If a kohen is allowed to marry or not. A kohen is not allowed to marry an isha that received chalitza. So the ma'aseh here, this isha did receive chalitza. But we have to be afraid, maybe the chalitza didn't mean anything. And she should be allowed to get married to a kohen. So Rabbi Gemara, what's so shver? V'litzvecho, enech make an announcement. Like later on, we'll find out that she had a kid, the tzara, so we'll make an announcement, everybody should know, that the tzara is not a chalitza. A kohen is allowed to marry her. Make the announcement later. So this Gemara says, no, making the announcement later won't help. Dilma ikh inish tehevi bechalitza. Floy hevi bachroza. We have to be afraid, maybe some people were there, b'shas, they gave this isha chalitza. And later, when we found out that the tzara had a kid, that there's no mitzvah chalitza, so we'll make an announcement that the chalitza is butler, she's mitzvah gemar to a kohen, but maybe some people won't be there to shas the announcement. For Yosla Meiman, later, that person will see you get married to a kohen, they'll come to say, kishari chalitza la kohen, they'll come to say, yishno, a kohen's allowed to marry a chalitza. So that's why they left it, not to make a chalitza. Omalai Abayis Abayis said, midi loitachas lotis yabim ketoni. Does the Mishnah over there say, don't make chalitza, don't make yibum? It says, loy tinosei, loy tisyabim ketoni. That's all. But loy chalitza. All the Mishnah there said was, ho'isha sholach barlo b'tzoros m'lina sayyam, m'bob yom lo meis balcho, harais loy tinosei, loy tisyabim. That's all it said. The Mishnah only said, loy tinosei, loy tisyabim. She can't get married to somebody else, and she can't have yibum. That's all it says of ketoni. V'loy chalitza, just means she can't get married without chalitza. Avli cholitz lo chinami d'sharya. So the Chal does not write from that Mishnah. Could be 100%. If you would give chalitza the avad, it would help. Like Rosh Lakish from the Biechanim, it would be, you have no proof. So kids, you have no proof to Rosh Lakish from that Mishnah over there.
Can you give me a proof to
Rosh Lakish? Well, no. Whichever way you learn, it would be good. You know, we're just saying, if you give a chalitza, then she could get married. When can you give a chalitza? It doesn't say when. Like Rosh Lakish, you give a chalitza right away. According to Rosh Lakish, you have to give a chalitza after 9 months. So it wouldn't be a proof. But times more than now, Tanya Kabbalah to Rosh Lakish. I'll bring another proof to Rosh Lakish. It says, "Ha'cholis l'muberes yivigi chalitza to pregnant yivama v'pila." Then she has a miscarriage. Tzvicha chalitza minachin. Says clearly, look, Rosh Lakish, he has to give another chalitza. She has to receive another chalitza. And Amarov Rova says, "You should know hilchos kabbalah to Rosh Lakish bani tlas." Even though usually we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, usually the kalal is Rabbi Yechanan, Rosh Lakish, Halacha Rabbi Yechanan, hachutz from these three cases. These three cases we pass like Rosh Lakish. Chodah hodi amorin. Here, the chalitzas muberis is loishim ochalitza, we pass like Rosh Lakish. Either what's another case, the tanan. Hamachalik nechosav al piv. If somebody is giving out his nechosim by his mouth. In other words, a father, before he dies, wants to give out all his property to his kids. Not Peteris Yerusha, but Peteris Matana. Ribul Yechud, immediately Yechud, Ishvulim et Abchor. Either he gave too much to one and less to another son, or else he gave all the sons equally, he didn't give the Bechor more. Tvar of Kayomim, it's good, because he didn't say Peteris Yerusha, he said Peteris Matana. As the present, when you're alive, you can do whatever you want. V'yimamim Yishim Yerusha, let's say the father said, you know what I'm doing right now, my will, this should be my Yerusha, then L'yamaklum. Then he didn't say anything. Because he's being masked by Mashiach Gosim HaTorah. The Torah says, how do Yerusha work? All the brothers have equal portions, only the Bechor gets two portions. What about Kosev Bein B'Tchila Bein B'Soy Bein B'Yemtzim Mishum Matana? Even though he mentioned the word Yerusha, but he also stuck in that it should be a Matana, whether he said it at the beginning or at the end, also Dvar of Kiyomim. Then what he said is good. If he said it should be a Matana present, it's a Matana, not a Yerusha.